we moved to Graham Road, and that was why I went to the Salvation Army Mother's Home when I was pregnant with Robert. I found they were very, very kind. It was really, really a nice hospital. It had a very good reputation. In fact, if I can remember correctly, I think it was my GP that recommended I went there rather than the Hackney Hospital. Although Hackney Hospital did have a maternity department. Very, very kind. You know, very good attention. Nice food. Spotlessly clean. And it was a pity when it had to close. I know no smoking and no drinking, that I remember quite well. Not that I was ever a drinker. I used to light the occasional cigarette, but nothing over the top. Yes, and they taught me how to handle the baby, how to change a napkin, how to bath him, and how to feed him. So, yeah, I was happy there. I was glad I went there. I think they offered me the gas and air, but even today, when I've had it, I can't bear that mask that comes over my face. I can't bear that at all, and I kept pushing it away. And I do think that I kept my eyes closed all the time, because I remember thinking to myself, well, why are they working in the dark? And of course, I realised afterwards I'd kept my eyes closed. Robert was very precious because I'd had a couple of miscarriages after Alan, and I was literally wrapped up in cotton wool before Robert was born. And he was only a matter of ounces over 5 pound, and he was jaundiced. But yeah, he made a good recovery. He's a 6 footer now, and he's a big lad now. And I believe it was a full week being in bed, not being allowed to get up. It was more or less, there were certainly no long wards, as it used to be. There was a long ward. No, it wasn't a long ward. I think, if I can remember correctly, it was partitioned off, and there might have been about 6 girls in 6 beds in this, where it was partitioned off. I don't know, there wasn't a wash basin in the ward there, but of course it was a communal bathroom. But nevertheless, it was kept clean.